Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, boy, just when we think we've got an opportunity to use the internet in a great political way to find more information on presidential candidates, I read here that there more spoofing is going on for some of these presidential candidate websites. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what's happening is that people know that there are some people that are going to look at what's out there on the internet in terms of candidates' political views and positions. And so for a variety of potential reasons, some of these websites are being spoofed. We saw this happen to Barack Obama and also Ron Paul on different sides of different political parties. Now, what's kind of interesting is that these were happening to smaller candidates, and you would expect that for malicious software for profit, you'd see it on the more public websites, which would raise some question as to who's behind it. Is it the people out for money or the people out for power? But regardless, I think what you're going to see is that these kinds of attacks where you have a website with a name that's very, very, very similar to a legitimate website, so a simple typo can land you at the wrong website.
And that's a spoof, right? My mother would probably want to know. So a spoof is where you have a website that's very, very similar?
Right. It purports to be the same thing. Now, the way the spoof works generally is that the name of the website is almost identical, so someone comes across it. Because if I have a website, www.thisisboring.com, nobody's going to accidentally go there trying to find information on Ron Paul, you know? So I'm going to want to have a website with a name that's very similar. So it might be like Rom Paul instead of Ron Paul. That way, if someone types in an M instead of an N, they end up at my website.
I see.
And then my website's going to be almost identical to the website I'm spoofing, except I'll change certain messages.
So where's the malicious behavior here? What do they have you click on links or download screensavers or what's generally what's happening?
Well, what's going to happen is that a lot of these, the ones that are generally being done for profit, there are going to be scripts that will exploit vulnerability, so it will cause software on unpatched computers to be run automatically. Perhaps there will be a purported screensaver, you know, be loyal, support your candidate, put this screensaver on, when in fact the screensaver is a malicious program that installs something like a rootkit or a bot on your computer, or a keystroke logger.
So what are some things that businesses and individuals can do to prevent further spyware?
Well, you want to use a high-quality antivirus, anti-spyware product such as Nod32 from ESET. You also want to look carefully at the names of the websites you're going to. Really, from a business perspective, is it appropriate for employees to be looking at political websites while they're at work?
Interesting point.
The answer may be yes for some people. A company may say, you know, we support our employees participating in politics. You know, at least some Americans should do so. You know, I kind of wonder if maybe these sites aren't aimed at the Europeans who appear to have more interest in who's going to be our next president than a lot of Americans do.
Fortunately true.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the websites you visit on work assets from a business perspective is paramount for security. Paying attention and raising awareness that, you know, a typo can be a major problem. Don't install software just because it's there. It doesn't make you more patriotic if your screensaver has a flag than if it doesn't. You know, use a little bit of common sense, and you can avoid a lot of problems.
Well, and that seems to be a common theme in most of the podcasts that we've done is, you know, the social aspect and behavior becomes as important as any protection you might have on your machine from a cyber perspective. What about increasing your browser security settings? Should you have your browser security settings at high?
Well, it It's a good idea. I increase my browser security settings. However, it's not necessarily the most practical suggestion for your average home user. In a business, you could say, okay, we're setting these up higher security, and if sites don't work, then just don't go to those sites or complain to those sites until they make their sites work with high security.
Well, that would seem to be a fairly simple way to control employees if I have a small business, is to try and, you know, keep those as high as possible, assuming that most of the websites you're going to go to, you know, you can get through. Well, if people have additional questions about this or which presidential candidate's website to visit without involving your own personal politics, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Thanks, Randy. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.